Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, morning, afternoon, or evening. Today is March the 18th, Wednesday Daily Bread. We welcome you so much. Thank you for coming and listening to the Oasis, to the Rivers of Living Water, the Booth Camp, and the filling station. We thank you. March the 18th, 2026. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The time is going so fast. And wherever time you're listening to this, we welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Transformation comes when we yield to the Word of God, when we read it, we listen to it, but more than ever is the doers get results. We're not only hearers, but we're doers of the word. So, Father, we just thank you for every listener and every doer of the word, Father. We take to heart your word is the eternal life that lives in us, the everlasting life. And we just say thank you so much for loving us, for taking great care of us, Father, for watching over us, for giving us your wisdom and your knowledge. As we read your word, Father, those are love letters to us. And you just revealed yourself more and more. Your character and your nature is in those love letters that you desire each one of us to walk according to your word and to your will, to your plan and to our assignment that you placed upon our hearts and our spirit, man, Father. We run our course, we run our race with joy, Father, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer and the perfecter and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father, and every day we say thank you for giving us the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. Every breath we have, we thank you, Father, that you place that breath. You place your very breath and life into us to live in such a time as this, Father. We are surrounded by so much turmoil, uneasiness, unrest, Father, riots, Father, wars, tribulation, calamity, destruction. But Father, I thank you that even though we live here in this world, Father, you strengthen us, you comfort us, you protect us, you provide for us, you keep us healthy, Father, for us to finish the assignment and the course and the race and the plan that you plan before we were even born, Father, and put onto this earth. You already knew who we would be in you, and you put the plan and the assignment and the race and the course that we should run. And it was up to us to yield to your will and say, yes, Lord, we will do what you say, not what we want. And the greatest life we have is in Jesus Christ. No other journey in this world is the greatest except having Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Protector, our Strengthener, our Intercessor. Oh, how we thank you, Father. How we thank you. How we thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for our Divine Helper, the Holy Spirit, for the divine journey that we take every day, Father, as we wake up in the morning, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power, in his victory, Father. Your ability in us, Father, you give us opportunities, possibilities, and responsibilities every day, Father God, to be able to witness, to be a witness, not so much witness to people, but to be. We are a witness everywhere we go, Father, the marketplace, the workplace. We display the glory and the character and the nature of God. And Father, we are beaming lights everywhere we go, every place we go. We are beaming lights, bringing the light of God's word in Jesus Christ. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you for every person that has come to the filling station, the booth camp, Father, the oasis and the rivers of living water. May they be overtaken by your spirit and your power and your presence. May we ever be so conscious of who you are in our lives. all the time, every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, Father, we know that the life of God is living on the inside. Healing is ours, is the bread. Healing is the bread of God and brings health to us. And we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you because healing is our position and healing is our inheritance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you that come to the daily bread. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about strangers and pilgrims. Yes, we are. We're strangers here in this world, and we're pilgrims just passing by. This is not our home. We're just passing through. Our eternal home is in heaven, but we have an assignment. God has a plan for our lives. We have a course to run and a race to run. Amen? And we follow the course of God's Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and directs us in all our, in His ways and all our ways. Amen? Let's look at 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. As He is, so are we in this world. As He is, so are we in this world. So you're probably asking, well, who? As He is, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. The victory in this verse lies in having our eyes focused on Jesus Christ in His world. Did you hear that? Focus on Jesus Christ in His world instead of our world. Amen. We have an eternal home, a heavenly home. Amen. And it's not the world home. Only we're passing through, people of God. As Paul said in Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world. When we weren't even born again, guess what? We were walking. In other words, we were living according to the course of this world, being dictated by the world standard. But we are in a higher flow. We are in the highest flow. And that's the flow, the greatest flow is God's love. And that raises us up to the greatest flow that we can walk here on this earth instead of the lower flow of the world system. Amen. We're in a higher flow. And that's the love of God in us. Amen. Where in the past you walked according, you lived according to the course of this world, but we don't no more. Amen. Can I hear an amen? The dictates of this world system are to be a thing of the past in our life. We don't desire the things of the world. We desire our heavenly home. We desire the things of God. We desire His love, His presence, His power. Everything about it, that's our desire in our lives, not what the world has to offer. The world can offer you all these things, but they will diminish and they will go away. But I'll tell you what, God's love and eternal life will never pass away. Amen? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Why? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen? Hallelujah. Because we are new creations. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new in us. Amen. We let go of all the worldly things that we used to walk and live and listen to and act like it and respond to it. Now we walk according to the will of God, our new life. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only are we to see our old sin nature as a thing in the past, in our life, amen. But we are also to see that this world system, which includes such things as sin, sickness, pain, lack, unbelief, torment, calamity, destruction, amen, is no longer our system. No, we are in the greatest flow, and that is the love of God. We are above the flow, the low flow of this world system, amen. We serve a higher government, and our government is in heaven. And our Father is our Father God. that sustains us through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a child of God, you receive Jesus, then you're in the kingdom of God. And our responsibility is to walk according to His will, not to what we want. Amen? Every country has a book of laws that governs the land, and heaven is no exception. Heaven is governed by its law, the law book, the Word of God. Heaven is governed by the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God, as citizens of that land which we are, heaven's law book, which is His Word, is governed. It is to govern our thoughts, our bodies, our homes, our families, our finances, our churches, our marriages. Amen? Hallelujah. Upon receiving Jesus as our Savior, our citizenship was changed. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Heaven is now our home, and our name is recorded in its roll book, the book of life. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Which is proof of our citizenship. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That now makes us a stranger and pilgrim in this world. We're strangers. Amen? We are strangers and pilgrims in this world, according to Hebrews 11, verse 13 through 16. Hebrews 11, verse 13 through 16. The ways of this world are to be foreign to us. We don't understand the way the people think in the world. They don't. We don't anymore. We used to live in the world, and we were running in with a pack of unbelievers, but we are believers now. We are saints of God. We are children of God. We don't run that course. We don't run that world anymore. It is foreign to us. The way of the world is no longer to be our ways any longer. No longer are we to seek to have our ways and manner of living mirror to those of this world. No, we don't. We want to be different. We want to be known different. We are not like the unbeliever in the name of Jesus. And we say we're not going to be like the unbelievers. Amen. Our life is now exemplified in Christ's life. We have a new life in Jesus Christ. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in His authority, power, and ability. Amen. Jesus left His home in heaven and came to live in this world. Yet He lived with the order of heaven governing His life. And that's the way it should be for us, saints of God, children of God, sons and daughters of God, our ways and our actions, thereby teaching us by example how to live in this world while being governed by another world. Amen. We are ambassadors. We are kings and priests on this earth. But we get our orders, our heavenly orders from God, from heaven. Amen. Not from this world. The world will be fall apart. It will fall away. It will diminish. But God's eternal life will never diminish or go away or depart from us in Jesus' name. Amen. We are governed by our Father God in heaven. Amen. So with eyes of faith, we look into His realm through the Word of God to see how He lived, how Jesus lived on this earth, because He's our greatest example. Then we take those ways to ourselves and become like Him, even while living on this world. And you say, oh no, that's too hard, Pastor Rose. We can't do that. Oh yes, in the eyes of God, because we're children of God, we are made perfect. And He doesn't see any guilt or any shame in us or fear. He sees us perfect in the image through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not of our own ability or what we've done, but the ability and all that Jesus has done for us. And paid the highest and the greatest price for us to come into the kingdom of God. And you know what? I thank the Lord that we all had an opportunity to say yes or to reject Jesus. But we that are listening to this word, Daily bread, we accepted Jesus and we say yes all the way with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We take his ways to ourselves and become like him even while living in this world. Can I hear an amen? What do we see when we look at him? We see one raised from the dead, resurrected power. That resurrection power is in us, amen. Seated at the right hand of God, in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominion, with all things under his feet, according to Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verses 20 to 22. Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 22. He has made us to sit in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and mights, and dominions. Hallelujah. He made us. We didn't ask to be seated with him, but because we are his, he made us to sit in heavenly places. So from the heavens, we can see all the assignments and the plans that the enemy and his imps have against us, because we sit up higher and we can see him and what he's doing down here, trying to overcome us and overtake us and trip us and make us fall and give us lies and thoughts, ideas, and suggestion and trip us up. But no, we see his schemes, amen, because we're sitting in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and mights. We're in a higher flow. Can I hear an amen? The greatest flow, the highest flow that we can, because of the love of God that is in us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So everything is under our feet. Whatever comes, say, get under my feet. You ain't coming up any higher. I'm in the greatest flow of God's love, and that's where I belong, and you are under my feet. Sickness, you're under my feet. Calamity, under my feet. Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, you're under my feet. You're not coming against my mind. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. We see him who has total joy, peace, rest. We see Jesus who has total joy, peace, rest, provision of wisdom, obedience, great health. To be like him, these are the things we must possess and the things that must possess us. Did you hear that? These are the things we must possess and the things that must possess us. We possess it and those things possess us. Joy possesses us. Peace possesses us. Rest possesses us. Provision possesses us. Wisdom possesses us. Knowledge possesses us. Obedience possesses us. Health possesses us. Amen. The love of God possesses us. In Jesus' name. To be like Jesus even while living in this world is not only our privilege, but it's our right. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We think we're so privileged, but no, that's the right that we have as sons and daughters of God because of Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that God gave us is Jesus Christ. And that's the greatest life we can have here on earth. We have a great life. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. It is our right, but it is our responsibility. Amen? It is our right, but it's our responsibility to walk according to the Word of God. And don't let the Word of God depart from you. Jesus is victorious and reigning. Our victory is long-lasting as his. We reign as long as he reigns. Hallelujah. When this world has gone, has long passed away, and it will pass away, our position will remain the same. When this world has long passed away, get a hold of this, our position will remain the same in Christ Jesus, our Master, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our life, our very breath. Hallelujah. For we are in him, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For we are in him, and he is in us. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We look at him, we look at Jesus, and see no sickness, no pain, no calamity, no destruction, no disease. And we say with our mouth, as he is, so are we in this world. And we say with our mouth, as he is, so are we in this world. And as we say with our mouth, as he is, so are we in this world. Can I hear an amen? Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. According to Galatians 2:20, then the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The life I now live in the body, in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that you and me may have life and have it more abundantly. Over the top, overflowing, and the excessive life of God. The over-the-top life, the overflowing life, and the excessive life of Christ. Why? Because we have Jesus. He is the one that gives us the abundant life. He is the life. Because John 10:10 says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The abundant life, the overflowing, the over the top, the excessive life of God. Aren't we blessed? We have a great life. You need to say every day, I have a great life. Apart from Jesus, I'm nothing. But in him, I'm everything. I'm his beloved, and he's my beloved. And I love Jesus, and I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for every hearer and doer of the word. We thank you that you are so good to us. We never take you for granted. The very breath and life that you give us is your life that you've given us. That's how much you love us. We are so loved by you, Father, that sometimes we can't even comprehend or fathom the love that you have for us. But you love us so much because we are your dear children, that you gave us the greatest gift, your Son, your beloved Son, that we will become a family with you, Father, and that we would live eternally with you, Father, and the eternal, living, everlasting Word would abide in us forever and ever. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father. I bless every person, Father, that is listening to this message. May they walk in the blessings and the great favor of God upon them, that they have favor with you first, Father, and with man. Everywhere they go, Father, people can't help but to bless them, Father. Bless them, and that we are beaming lights everywhere we go, that the life of God radiates and permeates every inch and every footstep that we walk according to the will of God for our lives. And I just want to say thank you once again. We love you. We bless you. We cover you with our prayers. We plead the blood of Jesus, which becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you, your home, your property, your vehicles, your family, your marriages, in the name of Jesus, in the marketplace, the workplace. Father, we thank you that we are in the bubble from trouble and we are in the canopy of God's love and protection. Next week, we'll see you for our healing. our healing daily bread. Amen. That's our healing service next Wednesday. We thank you so much again for coming to listen to the word that will keep you, strengthen you, uphold you, encourage you, love you, and you will never think that you are not loved. You will always know that God will never leave you nor forsake you, and his love is greater than any opposition, any obstacle, anything that would try to come against us. His love will push it out of the way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we say, have a blessed evening. We love you. See you next Wednesday. God bless you.